Matthew chapter 1. We all know stories of adopted children who, as adults, did their best to discover their biological parents and to find out the reasons why they were placed for adoption. We also know of stories of families discovering their kinship through DNA testing. There was no need for these trials to discover the paternity of our beloved Savior. Today's chapter gives us many details, some of them extremely important. Only 5 women are mentioned. 4 by name, and 1 by reference. 2 of them foreigners of pagan origin who were incorporated into the lineage of the Savior. Ruth, the Moabite who left everything and embraced Abraham's faith. The Rahab, who, despite her dark past, showed her faith by exposing her life by hiding Jewish spies in her house. Tamar is also on this list. A woman who in disguise managed to get her father-in-law to give her offspring using means that God never approved. And what shall we say about Bathsheba? The woman who shamelessly exposed her body, causing an illegitimate relationship that also incorporated into David's family. Although all these deviations had their consequences, and some of them very severe, incorporates them into the list, but puts them on the same list as Mary, the much admired and pure young woman who shelters the Holy Son of God in her womb, and to whom God entrusts the care of his Son. Which of these women do you identify with? Your past will never be an impediment for God to use you in an extraordinary way. Give God a chance to prove it to you today.